far as fouls go. Both teams have 4 fouls on the board right now. And Rangel with 4 fouls in the first half makes 8 now. And Haynes with 11 fouls in the first half makes 15 total. And Haynes actually with a couple of one player on Gross with 4, but 3 other players with 3 fouls each. And that is Swinton and Bradford. Not sure who that third one is. Let me take a look real quick. Coward also with 3. So definitely looking to watch the fouls. But as we start the fourth quarter here, it's going to be Swinton with another 3 attempts. That one no good. It's going to go out of bounds on the rebound. And looking to make a swap. Looks like Larson's going to take a seat on the bench. And, trying to see who came in for her. Looks like Krager. Krager comes in for her. And Krager's going to immediately make a 2. Make that score 41-36. Rangel. Jensen with the ball right now. She's going to go left to Armstrong. Armstrong going to drive inside to the paint. Puts up hook shot. That shot is no good. And it's going to be Swinton with that rebound. And Swinton's going to bring it down and go immediately to the left. Try to put up 2 of her own. That shot is no good. And it's going to be Zanow with the rebound. And she's going to get it back out to Swinton. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds on Rangel, so it's going to be Haynes ball. Bradford's going to inbound that over in the left corner to Swinton. Swinton puts up for 3. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Cowart with the rebound. She puts up for 2. No good. And it's going to be Jensen with the rebound there for Rangel. Jensen going to hold on to the ball, let everybody get past her, and then comes back down to the other side. Allen loses the ball, but gets it to Flores, who's able to keep that ball. She puts up for 2. Shot is no good. Second attempt is good. So 43-36 is the score. Swinton going to put up for another 3. This time her 3 is good. She's 2 out of 3 here so far in the fourth quarter. 6:17 left to go in the game. 43-39 is the score. And Allen comes inside. The ball does not go very far at all. Not even a shot. But she is fouled. And they're going to call that a reach on Bradford. That's her 4th foul now. And that's going to send Allen to the line. Allen with 6 points tonight. Going to weigh the ball a little bit, toss it up, and it is good for 1. And Bradford going over to see if Coach Brittenham wants to take her out. And he looks at the clock, kind of shrugs. I think he'll keep her in for a little bit. Allen's second free throw attempt is good as well. Working with a short bench tonight, so he'll get as much as he can out of her. Swinton with the ball, gets it down, intends it inside for Coward. Ends up in the hands of Krager, but Coward's able to get that ball back on a shot. Swinton now coming in from the right-hand side, attempting a shot, but she is fouled, so she'll get to go to the line. And that foul is going to be on Armstrong. That's her first foul of the game. And that's going to send Swinton to the line. And Rangel not with any players really in foul trouble. Decker with 3. A couple others with 2, but nobody really in trouble there. And Swinton's first free throw attempt is no good. Going to get the ball, wait a little bit, give it a second attempt. Second shot, beautiful. Swishes right in. And there's going to be a timeout, full timeout for Rangel. And we are back with 5:56 left in this game. Score is 45-40. In favor of the Rangel Wolves. They've been up by as much as 15 this game, so now the spread is just 5, and Coach Brittenham, I'm sure, letting his players know, with 5 minutes left, you know, 5 point, or almost 6 minutes left, 5 point lead is nothing. It's definitely something they can overcome. One thing they will have to watch is their fouls. They've got a couple of players in foul trouble. Two players so far with four fouls each, and that would be Bradford and Gross. Gross on the bench right now, but Bradford in the game. Wrangell starting this last little stretch off with the ball. Jensen has that. She's going to go up to the top of the key, gets over to Flores, who fakes a shot right, fakes a pass right, and gets it back to Jensen left. They come inside, and the ball is knocked away by Swinton, attempts to steal that, but it goes high in the air, and Jensen's able to get a hold of that. Comes back inside, passes out to Armstrong, who picks up the two. The shot is no good, and it's Zanow with that rebound. He gets it over to Swinton over on the right-hand side. She's going to drive it in, and pulls up, puts up for a long two. Shot rims and out, no good, and there's a whistle on that. Looks like there's a foul on Wrangell. It's going to be a push on Decker. So Decker now with four fouls for Wrangell. And Bradford going to take a seat on the bench. Larson going to come in for her. And Haynes inbounding from their own baseline. And it's going to be Zanow into Cowart. Cowart puts up for two. The shot is no good. And it's Armstrong with that rebound. She's going to come down immediately. And she's going to get called for traveling. No shot there. And that's going to turn it over to Haynes. And it's going to be Swinton with that ball into Zanow. Back to Swinton. And they're going to jog it across the half-court line. 5 minutes left in play. And Swinton's going to come in from the left-hand side, and she's going to shoot for two. That shot is good. Jensen with the ball. Jensen and Allen in the backcourt. They're going to jog it across the half-court line. Jensen's going to go left. Pull up, fakes a three, gets it over to Armstrong, to Allen. Back to Jensen. Jensen's going to drive inside the paint now, put up the two. Shot is no good. Decker with the rebound. Having a little bit of trouble getting it out, but gets it to Jensen. Jensen puts up another two attempts, and this time it is good for 2 points. 47-42 is the score. Still that five-point spread. Swinton with the ball up at the top of the key. She's going to back it up a little bit. Coach Knorr screaming out some instructions. And comes inside. She's going to run into Amy Jensen, and they're going to call a blocking foul on her. That's her third foul now, sends Swinton to the line again. Swinton with 30 points tonight, so pretty impressive carrying that many points. 30 out of their 42 points. And let's make that 31 points. And then I'm going to take a seat on the bench. Bradford coming back in. So 31 out of 43 points now from Swinton. And let's make that an even 32. So both free throws made. Very nicely done. In a close game like this, you have to make those free throws. 47-44 is the score with 4:08 left in the game. And Jensen over on the right-hand side, top of the key, drives it over left, still outside the key, sends it over to Allen, comes inside to see if she can get something. Allen hands it off to Armstrong. Armstrong looking to come in right, finds Jensen. Jensen puts up the three. It's going to be short, but it's going to end up in the hands of Flores. Flores has no shot, gets it out to Allen. Allen puts up for two, no shot, and gets out into the hands of Larson. Larson's going to get it down to Bradford, who's going to put up for two. Her shot is no good. And on that rebound, there's going to be a whistle. Looks like it's going to be a ground foul on Destiny Cowart. Her fourth foul now. 17 fouls this half for Wrangell, 16 fouls for Haynes. So Haynes is in the bonus. With one foul to give before they put Wrangell in the bonus. 3:22 left in the game. 47-47 is the score. And with a three-point attempt, it's been tied up by Destiny. Sorry, a three-point make. It's been tied up. And with that, Coach Brittingham is going to call a short timeout. And we are back for the last 3 minutes and 11 seconds. And most recently, a three-point play by Kaylee Swinton has tied up the game at 47. Wrangell at 1 point up by 15. And Haynes with the ball. Get it into Swinton. She looks to put up for a long two. Can't get past Flores and Jensen, so she gets it off to Larson. Larson with the ball. She goes inside, intended for Cowart. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds off of her foot. It's going to be Wrangell ball. And Decker into Jensen. Jensen going to jog it across the half-court line. Looks to set up a play. here, making some calls. Looks to go right to Decker, over to the corner to Allen, back to Decker just inside the three. Decker puts up for two, shot is no good, and it is Cowart with the rebound. And there's going to be a foul called there. Looks like it's going to be a reach on Rangel. And that's going to be on Flores for a third foul of the night. 18 fouls, going to send Cowart to the line down here for Haynes. And Cowart shooting a 1-1. Gives the ball two hard bounces, spins it, and it is in the air, and it is good. And Haynes has their first lead of the game here at 2 minutes and 38 seconds left in the game. And Cowart now has a second shot at this free throw. And second shot is good as well. So Destiny Cowart now with 3 points on the game on the night, all from the free throw line. Haynes up 49-47, 2:31 left. Rangel with the ball. They get it over to Jensen, who finds Flores inside the paint. Hands it off to Decker. Decker being double teamed. Finds it back to Flores, who is inside the paint. The shot is no good, and it is Gross with the ball with the rebound. Gross now back in the game. Taking the place of Radford, I believe. And Swinton with that ball now. Swinton drives right, can't find anything. Finds Cowart inside. Cowart puts up for two. Her shot is no good. Gets the second shot at it, and the second time it goes in. So that is 2 points for her. One out of four from that same spot. And with a minute 45 left, there's going to be a reaching foul called. And that's going to be on Bradford. That will be her fifth foul. And so she will foul out, and that will send Jensen to the line. Jensen with 10 points tonight. Haynes currently up by 4 points, 51-47. And the officials are conferring with the official table down there, making sure this is indeed five fouls. And so Bradford is going to take a seat on the bench. Zan Al coming in for her. And the crowd giving her some applause as she goes out tonight. Hard fought there. Jensen at the line. First shot is up and in. Nicely done. Give a second attempt at that. But before she does, Coach Norris is going to call a short timeout. So we'll send it back to KHS for 30 seconds. And both teams back on the court. Amy Jensen just made her first free throw, now getting her second attempt. Going to give it three hard bounces up in the air, and it is in. Nicely done. Never was it more crucial to make free throws than this late in the game. 1:41 left, and Haynes up 51-49. And Larson with the ball out beyond the key, getting a lot of pressure from Allen. It's keeping her way back, but they set up a screen. She's able to get inside and has to bring it back out. Sends it long court to Zan Al. Zan Al over on the left-hand side looks to find a way in. She finds Gross inside just in the paint. She's going to put up for two, and that shot is good. And Allen with the ball for Rangel. Minute 12 left, 53-49. Haynes up by four with a late lead. And Allen going to put up for three. The shot is no good. And it's going to be Larson with the rebound. And a lot of pressure in the backcourt on Swinton. Swinton's going to bring that ball in. She puts up for two. Left-hand layup, that shot is no good. But she's going to get her own rebound back. She brings it out with 48 seconds left. And comes in over on the right-hand side. And passes it out to Zan Al. Zan Al now unguarded, comes inside. And Decker gets some hands on the ball, but actually gets a hand on Zan Al also. So Decker now with five fouls, she's going to foul out. And that's going to send Zan Al to the line. And Coach Schnorr is going to call a short timeout. And we are back now. And looks like Decker coming out, Kano coming in for her. And Zan Al going to take her spot at the free throw line. with a one-on-one attempt here. Sorry, they're going to give her two, I believe. And her first shot, nope, they're going to do one-on-one, but it doesn't matter because her first attempt is good. And that's going to make that score 54-49 with 34 seconds left. And Zanow's second free throw is up and no good. But it's going to be Swinton with the rebound. She's going to bring it outside. And a nice screen by Gross allows her to get inside from the right-hand side. She drives it just to the baseline. And Jensen looking to get that ball. But actually hits her right, actually hits her right in the face. So that's going to be fourth foul for Jensen. And that's going to send Swinton to the line. Happened right in front of one of the officials. And Swinton's first free throw is no good. 10 team fouls for Rangel this half now puts them in the double bonus. Coach Noel getting a little upset at her players, but second free throw attempt, no good either. And 20 seconds left, Rangel looking to make some plays here. And Allen puts up for three. The shot is no good. It's going to go out of bounds. But Jensen tries to save it. It still hits out of bounds. And they're going to put a full court press on. And Swinton looks to get inside. She's going to trip. And they're actually going to... Looks like they're going to call that foul on Jensen. That'll be her fifth foul, so she will foul out. And that'll send Swinton to the line. Jensen taking a seat on the bench, and Rain Hutton joining the game with her. Welcome to the game, Rain. And Coach Brittenham is going to call a full timeout. And here's where we stand. 10 seconds left. Score is 55-49, thanks to a first free throw attempt made by Swinton. She gets a second free throw. 6-point game, 10 seconds left. Second attempt is no good. But Flores, with that rebound, gets over to Allen. 7 seconds left. They're going to come down, look to put up a three. That shot is no good. And it's going to be Cowart with the rebound. She sends it long court down, but the buzzer runs out. So Haynes, Lady Glacier Bear, is going to come back from being behind most of the game till right in the end of the fourth quarter. And they're going to take this one away as a win. Score is 55-49. Let's do a rundown of stats for you for our final. And so final, Rangel shooting 61% from the free throw line, 11 out of 18. 0 for 5 from beyond the key, and 30% from the field, 19 out of 63 shots made. As far as the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears goes, they shot 44% from the free throw line, 12 out of 27. 62.5% from beyond the key, 5 out of 8 shots made, all by Swinton, I believe. And 26% from the field, 19 out of 71 shots made. So the real difference here tonight was definitely those 5 shots made from beyond the key. Rangel with 5 attempts, but no makes there. Top scores for the night, looks like from the Rangel team. We had Teresa Flores with 16 points, Amy Jensen with 12 before she fouled out, Helen Decker with 8 before she fouled out, and Allen with 8 points, Abigail Armstrong with 3, Kyla Teat with 2, and over on the Haynes Lady Glacier Bear side, Kaylee Swinton, top scorer tonight, 36 out of their 55 points for her. Autumn Gross with 4 points, Destiny Cowart with 5 points, she didn't foul out. Five points for Destiny Cowart, 3 points for Tulsi Zanow, 3 points for Brittany Bradford before she fouled out, 2 points for Janae Larson, 2 points for Michaela Krager, and so we end the game tonight with 55-49. It was a win for Haynes, and tomorrow night we will see you back here again at 6:30 for the second game. Haynes looking to take 2 for 2, and Rangel looking to split it with them. But this is Alicia Mullen signing off tonight, sending you back to KHNS, and I'll see you again tomorrow night.